is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hello, Friday. It's Friday then.
Saturday, Sunday.
What? I said to you, what are you doing on the weekend? And you were like, nothing.
Nothing at all.
No plans.
Which is the plan. Well, obviously it's a Friday, so I'm going to be having some cocoa mugs.
That's the Friday ritual.
Got to get them straight into these veins.
Yeah.
But then Saturday, Sunday, just chilling, I reckon.
Need it, mate.
Yep.
Next week on the show is going to be a really big one.
Exactly.
We got a bit of travel and stuff. It's Cliffo and Bronte's Leap of Faith.
Oh my gosh.
It's coming around,
here.
Mate.
Yep. I know.
Dave and Vanessa will be getting married, and then they'll be jumping out of a plane and skydiving back to Earth as a married couple.
As a married couple, and to make sure that they do it all safely and tick those check boxes, we had the pilot on the show.
Yeah.
Who, apart from his dry sense of humour, I think he sounds like an upstanding kind of guy.
Bit of an upstart, was he?
I don't know anymore.
He's upstarting.
I'm in a few cocoa mugs in.
Romana, I thought you were a great guy.
God.
That's coming up on the pod. We put it out there. Confession session. Yeah. What are you secretly obsessed with?
Yep.
And another edition of Queensland Price is Right.
Yes, with a terrifying, I'm going to make a video of this, so hopefully it's up by now if you're listening.
Yeah.
A terrifying Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle terrifying. Digital printer.
So scary.
Yeah.
Get it all coming up now. It's the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
I should be taking some of that positivity from our chat with Hardy and applying it in my everyday life. But right now, as we've already established, I'm a little on edge today.
I like Grumpy Bronte. It's another side. You're usually pretty bubbly and positive.
Well, there's just one thing that I think has been irking me more than I realized the last couple of days. And I'm going to tell you, and you tell me whether or not I'm being overdramatic. Spoiler alert, never tell a woman she's being overdramatic.
Okay.
But just come along on this ride.
I get licensed today.
So,
it feels like one of those questions like, does my bum look big in this? No.
Do I look fat in this photo?
No.
Yeah. Thank you. So, when I first started dating Dill, people told me, you probably included, he's great. I think you guys get on really well. Mm. Just letting you know, he is basically in a relationship with somebody else we work with.
Oh, yeah.
Called Keith. Also known as Poppy.
Mm.
They have this relationship that is kind of like father and son, maybe more grandfather and son. Sorry, Keith, if you're listening.
He's not. He's on holiday. Don't worry about it. Say what you want.
And they always go out for lunch together. They're always seen making coffees together.
Man, they're like Hamish and Andy.
They are.
They're like, I don't know, Ant and Dec. There's always one and the other.
They're bickering with each other, but they love each other.
They're more of a duo than me and you, mate.
Seriously. But I thought that it kind of ended there. I thought it was left at work and that was it. I go and look at his personal computer the other day. So this isn't even a work computer where they work together. On his personal computer, it's not a photo of him and I as the background. It's a photo of him and Keith. What the heck?
Love is love.
No, get that. Hey, I'm all for love is love. You can love whoever you want, but when you're in a relationship,
you want your boyfriend to love you.
Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
Not we have Keith some, in sales.
We have some beautiful photos together, him and I, you know, ones from when we were out in, you know, on holiday and stuff.
Yeah.
But this photo of him and Keith, I've seen
great photos. I've seen a beautiful photo of you two in front of a waterfall.
Yes, that'd
it's
be
gorgeous.
A nice
that'd be an amazing wallpaper photo.
But you know what's even worse is when I asked both of them about it, they're both saying that the other person did it. So Keith is like, no, Dylan did that.
Oh.
And Dylan saying that Keith did that.
On his personal computer. Keith's got access to Dylan's personal computer, I think you got more to worry about.
Come out.
More to worry about, man. You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte? I need to ask you some questions. This is as high as the stakes have ever been for Can You Beat Bronte.
Literally.
In the history of the game, which is like 6 months.
Yeah.
But still.
Still. Took us a while to get here.
Took us a while to get here. $400 is what we're playing for. Attempting to bring down Goliath this morning is Sarah, who is a hairdresser. And Sarah, hairdressers talk a lot. You guys be a bit like Bronte, know a little bit about a lot, I'd imagine.
I am never short of words.
Okay.
Hey.
What about general trivia? Do people tell you random facts and you store them away during the appointment?
I love a good fun fact. Not so good at remembering the fun facts, but I'll give it a go.
Don't Don't give her a glimmer of hope.
No,
there,
don't, Sarah.
Just speak a big game, mate. Okay, Bronte Langbrook.
All right,
stakes
game
are high.
On, Sarah.
Into the soundproof booth, Bronte goes. And for you, Sarah, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
I'm good.
Time starts now. Whose nose grew longer when he lied?
Pinocchio.
On the periodic table, which element is represented with the symbol O?
Oxygen.
How many years did Sleeping Beauty sleep for?
1,000.
Finish the Pink lyrics. This used to be a fun house, but now it's...
full of evil clowns.
Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Okay. Bloody good run there. Very confident, Sarah. We'll get Bronte out of the soundproof booth. We'll load up 30 seconds and we'll see how she goes. I'm predicting a very, very tight contest today, Sarah.
Hello.
I hope so.
A lot of confident answers from Sarah there, Langus.
Okay, good to know.
Are you ready to go?
I feel so physically unwell, but okay. Yes.
Get her a bucket. Just in case. It's going to go. 30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now. Whose nose grew longer when he lied?
Pinocchio.
On the periodic table, which element is represented with the symbol O?
Oxygen.
How many years did Sleeping Beauty sleep for?
100.
Finish the Pink lyrics. This used to be a fun house, but now it's...
evil clown.
Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
Who needs 30 seconds?
Oh,
not you.
No.
You didn't seem very confident with number four there.
Just because I know they say it at some point, but I don't even think grammatically that makes sense.
This used to be a fun house, but now it's evil clowns, you said.
Full of evil clowns.
Producer Alicia, how did we go?
So Pinocchio's nose grew longer when he lied. Both of you got that one correct. On the periodic table, oxygen is represented by O. Both of you got that one correct. Sleeping Beauty slept for 100 years. Bronte got that one correct. Sarah said 1,000. The Pink lyrics are, this used to be a fun house, but now it's full of evil clowns.
Oh!
Sarah got that one correct. Bronte, you just said evil clown, so...
but, okay.
I can't give you that one.
Yes!
And Romeo and Juliet was written by Shakespeare, which both of you got correct, which means you both got 4 points.
Woo-hoo. Which means benefit of the doubt rule goes to Sarah, who is $400 richer! Yeah!
Sarah, well done.
Oh, I'm so excited!
What is $400 going towards?
Oh, it might be going towards our camping trip by the sounds of it. We're having a bit of a party.
Nice. What are you going to shout Bronte one of her favourite coconut margaritas
there? Have a coconut mug for me.
I will.
How does that sit with you? It's the highest the jackpot's ever been at $400 and you've lost it due to the benefit of the doubt rule.
I have my questions based on the answer because for me, I would have taken that.
I wouldn't have.
Okay.
I have to agree with producer Alicia.
Sure.
The lyrics are, it used to be a fun house, but now it's full of evil clowns.
Okay, sure.
It's not just evil.
If that's what makes you two sleep at night, that's fine. Actually, all three of you sleep at night.
We're on Bronte shit list now, aren't we?
Yeah, you are.
Sarah.
I'll sleep well. I will sleep well.
I bet you will. $400, Richard. You've taken down the beast.
Now
we have to live with it.
Yeah, good luck to the rest of you.
Podcasters, yeah, legends, this is the part of the pod where we give you a free answer for Monday morning's game of Alpha Bucks. I will say Friday as well had another 9 out of 10 of Bronte.
But you know what the 10 out of 10 question that he missed was?
Yeah.
This question on, no,
yeah.
The answer he would have gotten if he'd listened to the podcast.
It was the podcast clue. It was legit the last one that he got.
What?
Not answered.
Fool.
Yeah.
But you're smarter than
don't
him.
Don't call our listeners fool.
I mean, I said cool. I have a lisp. if you want to be one step closer for Monday's game of Alpha Bucks, you'll need to know that your clue is Thailand.
Thailand.
Ooh, divine.
Oof. Love I was going to say bintang, that's Bali. Love a Chang. There you go.
Okay.
Chang. What beer is brand that? In Thailand,
there you
guys.
Go.
Thailand, your free answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit and Listener. But the other battle taking place tonight at Suncorp Stadium is the Battle of Brisbane. For the first time ever, we have the Brisbane Broncos taking on the Dolphins. Both teams undefeated in the 2023 NRL Telstra Premiership.
That's very impressive. When I left Brisbane in 2021, the Broncos were not in a good place.
That was a bad year.
That was a bad.
Very bad year.
Bad year. For Kevvy Walters' first year.
Yeah.
And it was
and the
tough.
Year before that was bad too, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
52,000 person sellout crowd at Suncorp tonight.
Is it?
The
holy
atmosphere
crap.
Is going to be ridiculous. But there's been, and I've reported on this a little bit, there's been tit for tat between the Broncos, you know, trying to defend their territory, I guess.
Yes.
And they've got the newcomers, the Dolphins, nipping at their heels. And in the ultimate swipe, Brisbane Broncos CEO Dave Donaghy has actually come out declaring there's in fact only one team in Brisbane.
Who's going to tell him? I don't know.
I just thought though that is the like doing the whole Damien from Mean Girls. You don't even go here. Like denying their even existence in the city is the ultimate swipe.
As in, he's saying Redcliffe isn't really part of Brisbane.
So what he's saying is, he goes, clearly it starts with the name. There's still only one team with Brisbane in it. And so the Dolphins aren't actually the Redcliffe Dolphins anymore. That's what they were when they were in the Queensland Premiership.
Yes.
They've just rebranded as the Dolphins.
Really?
With no location attached. And I think that's just because they wanted a wider scope of pulling fans in or whatever. So that is the basis for the Broncos CEO coming out going, there's actually only one Brisbane team.
He's got a point on a technicality. He's got a point.
He also says, I think it's very generous of us that we're lending out our home stadium, Suncorp Stadium, to Redcliffe for 7 or 8 games.
Oh, I mean, he wouldn't be turning his nose up at the money that'd be coming in for that.
He did actually say that. He goes, look, let's not lie. This is going to be commercially beneficial for the Broncos as well. But I am getting like grade 3 or 4 vibes here where, you know, Bruce Jackson, like I said, was grade 3 or 4. For a whole week, he either wouldn't talk to me or everything I said, he would just repeat back to me.
That's good from Bruce.
That's the game he played, mate. And I don't know. The Broncos and the Dolphins are giving. I know you are. You said you are. So what are my vibes?
Were you the Broncos or were you the Dolphin?
Whichever team loses.
I have a confession to make.
Welcome to the confession session.
This sounds bigger than it is, the confession session, look, it's not that important, guys. Get involved on 131060. It's where we just own up to little things in our life that others around us may not be aware of.
Exactly.
Right? And I found this, and I reckon a few people would have learnt this in the last 7 days or so.
Yeah.
Because last weekend there was a little thing called the CMC Festival in Ipswich, just west of Brisbane, which is the country music channel, you know, festival.
Yeah.
It's the big day out. What are the other festivals?
Oh, God, Splendor, Falls.
Grooving in the Mood.
Yeah.
Grooving in the Mood? Grooving the Mood. God, I'm so uncool.
Little bit. Mood. But it's the festival for all the country music
fans. For country music people. Luke Combs, he wasn't there, but it's pretty much the only country music name that I know.
Taylor Swift started off as a country artist.
Yeah, she ain't playing CMC, man.
No, she's not.
She ain't
couldn't
playing
afford
Ipswich.
It, I don't reckon.
Oh, I reckon a lot of people in Queensland would have had this because a lot of people headed down for CMC.
Yes.
It happened a few months ago too when Luke Combs tickets went on sale. A lot of people came out of the woodwork.
Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't know XYZ was a country music person.
Yeah, right.
It's hot right now. And there's one friend of mine who, I don't know, I was going to ask him on the show, but we're not that close.
Okay.
And I just found a long time. But he's an accountant. buttoned up.
Yep.
Always got a tidy haircut, clean-shaven accountant.
Mm.
On the weekend, out came the flannos, out came the boots.
The RMs.
Like the RMs, out came the big hat.
The Akubra.
The big Akubra.
Really?
And it's a whole other side. And I thought, how many of us have that? Like, how many of us have this little secret kind of low-key, not secret, just low-key obsession?
Yeah.
That sometimes just breaks out. And I feel like CMC, Luke Combs, all that, is bringing that country music out of the people who are low-key obsessed.
I find it funny. Low-key and obsession seem like very, like, different things, but I definitely fit into that category. When I first got here, I feel like one of the first questions you ever asked me is if I, like, had any secret hobbies or obsessions, and I did have to own up that I secretly, and not so secretly anymore, love K-pop. To say it.
Look, it's bang on target for what we're after.
Yeah.
13 10 60 for the confession session today. What's your low key? It's just the low key thing you're obsessed with. Like,
yes.
It's not a major part of you. Hasn't got a music genre. Mine, for example, is watching YouTube videos of abandoned buildings.
Oh, is that what you?
I never ever talk about it. But I spent. Actually, I spoke to you the other day about it. The building in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, you did.
But I reckon I spent at least 30 minutes a day on YouTube, and much to my family's disgust because they're not into it.
Yeah.
Just watching YouTube videos of abandoned buildings.
I feel like these obsessions are ones that you have to kind of keep inside you because maybe you get a bit judged or people just don't understand if they're not in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it could be country music. It could be K-pop. It could be videos of abandoned buildings.
Yeah.
But 13, 10, 60, air it once and for all. What's your low-key obsession? That little thing about yourself that 99% of your friends wouldn't actually know about.
Yeah, be surprised by.
Tegan first, what's your low-key obsession that most people don't know about you?
Well, by day, I own a small beauty salon that is very, very hippie, very mellow, all about good vibes. Outside of that, I am a huge metalhead.
Tegan, this music just gives me anxiety.
This is mellow for me.
What?
Oh my god!
Do you like the ones where they're like, I can't do it?
Heck yeah, there we go.
Tegan.
So I'd imagine during day it's all like that kind of relaxation music, like raindrops and whatnot. And then you
nice
get home
calming.
At night time and it's.
Yeah.
Your neighbours, I feel bad for them, Tegan.
They might enjoy it.
True.
Probably don't.
No.
Josiah is next. What is it for you? What's your low-key obsession that your friends probably don't even know about you?
My low-key obsession would have to be ASMR videos. More specifically, like, eco videos. I absolutely love weird sounds for some reason. It kind of just, like, calms me down and makes ready for bed. It's so weird. I don't know.
I love it.
ASMR, there's been a huge rise.
Yeah. Sometimes they come up on my TikTok, these videos of people just doing weird things on very expensive microphones, and you just can't help but watch it.
Have you got a favourite?
Yeah.
Like I remember popping bubble wrap was one
over
I watched.
Over a microphone, yeah.
Is there something that is your favourite of all the ASMR?
I would say like jelly or like cake eating videos. I don't know why. Like the my crunch crunch.
Okay. I like when people play with slime on the.
Oh yeah.
Or like they break up these big nice slime.
You can feel
piles.
The texture, can't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Kayla, what's your low key obsession?
Okay, so I haven't really told friends or family this, but I quit my career and I'm now a DoorDash driver and I bloody love it. It is so flexible being a mum. I'm earning double the hourly rate and no one knows. Like, I can just go on holidays whenever, have a day off, and I'm never going to go back to my career.
Wow, that's exactly what this was built for, by the way, to confess things.
Yeah, like everyone thinks when I go to work, I'm off, you know.
What?
I'm a PT and a barista, and they think I'm off, you know, slugging it out and having a boss, and it's like, no, I don't tell anyone, but I love it. I've never been happier.
Oh.
That is so, I'm so happy for you, Kayla, and you're so right, Bronte. Like, when this segment was designed, it was more designed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest, more designed for things like I like K-pop than I quit my career and no one knows.
Thanks for DoorDash. Cliffo, this time next week we'll be on air after having been in the air marrying Vanessa and Dave as part of our leap of faith. The man who will be taking us up into the sky joins us, Romana Miles. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we going?
Good. So if you're the man taking us up, let's just confirm you're a fully qualified pilot.
On weekends I am.
Oh, but this is happening
great.
During the week.
This is happening during the week.
Anyway, don't worry.
Yeah, whatever. We're not going to ask too many questions.
Don't you worry, yeah.
How long have you been flying for?
Wrap the job.
Oh, good.
I've been with Skydive Australia for about a year and then flying for about three in total.
Okay. So do you ever jump out of the plane or do you have the sense to stay, you know, seatbelted on the inside of it?
No, I stay in the plane. I like to take it down.
Yes.
Someone has to.
Someone has to. Have you ever gone skydiving yourself?
No, not yet. Wow. Admittedly, I've been a bit chicken, but I will be doing it hopefully in the next couple of months.
Awesome.
God, I don't know what that says when a pilot won't skydive. Like, I don't know which way to take that.
But I imagine being a pilot comes with its, like, you know, scary parts as well. When did you decide that you wanted to be a pilot?
Oh, I think maybe when I was younger, there was always a sort of pipe dream for it. And, you know, I think a lot of kids, when they see planes, it's quite exciting. And then after a few years and figuring out that it was actually possible, I started going down that track and loved it ever since.
Wow. So what sort of training is involved?
So for me, and I went to uni, I did a degree just in aviation. But then for your actual flight training, you start off with just a few months of ground school, and then you just build up your hours from there, practicing all the different maneuvers, procedures. And then from there, it's just continually building experience and hours.
Right. Are you just making sure that Romana is, in fact, qualified?
I just wanted to make sure it's a little bit more than a TAFE course.
All online.
At what height will Vanessa and Dave, our leap of faith couple, be jumping out of the plane?
About 15,000 feet, which is 5,000 metres.
That's high.
Oh, I said 10,000 metres, but they're going all the way up to 15.
Ooh, is that the highest that these planes can go?
I mean, the planes can go higher, but it's the highest we do jump here.
Of course.
With oxygen and whatnot. But it is high. It's about the length of 100 Olympic swimming pools, so it's not a short height.
Wow.
No way.
And once the door opens, does it – because I'm going to be in the plane with you, right? So I assume when we take off, the door will be closed.
Yeah, that's correct.
So the door opens and then has someone got to leg it to the back or whatever? Because, I mean, I don't even know where I'm sitting, but I'm going to be in there somewhere with you, Romana. But do you actually land with the door open or, I don't know, am I going to get the job of closing it?
Yeah, if you want, you can close it up.
Make sure you do it tight, mate.
No, we do actually land with it open.
Right.
So when the boys come out, you'll most likely be sitting next to me or just behind me. So when the boys jump out, open up and then latch it open. Okay. And it's no worries when we're coming down for it to stay open or for landing.
Cliffo, I know you're used to pushing buttons on that side. Do not push any of Romana's buttons next week.
Please don't pass out, Romana. Like, you and me are going to be the only guys left in the plane at the end.
Oh, no.
If anything happens to you, I'm stuffed. So, I don't know, eat healthy on the weekend, Romana.
Yes.
Don't worry, my body's a temple.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, well, mine's a Buddha, so. It's all happening next week, Langers.
I know.
I mean, it feels like forever ago, but we have to remind everyone this is a full legal wedding. So
yeah,
we had to do all the paperwork with Vanessa and Dave. We had to wait the compulsory month sort of cooling off period that you have to in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But next week we're going up on Thursday morning and then Friday you'll hear all the action. This time next week, Vanessa and Dave will be Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Romana, for taking us up safely, I'm sure, and joining us
and
on the
bringing
show.
Us down
and
bringing safely.
Us down. Oh, yeah, that's right, bringing us down.
Of course. I'll keep you in there as well.
If I do
try to push you out, just slap me in the back of the head. It will just be out of habit.
I'm not the guy, Romana. I'm staying in, Romana.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on down!
producer Alicia trawling all of the secondhand sites like Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, and presenting us some products that we guessed the price of. We played this with Larry Emder.
We did on Monday.
We played with Larry Emder on Monday, man.
Yes, the OG host
of The Price
is Right.
I'm surprised he wasn't better at this.
It's been a while.
He should have been better.
Yeah.
I got a real kick when he pulled out the old higher or lower.
It was very.
Oh, my God.
It was thrilling.
Oof, that took me back.
All right, so it's best of three. Yep. Currently, Bronte's in the lead, Cliffo. She's one point ahead of you in the score board.
I said a few minutes ago, it's a tough day. She lost Can You Beat Bronte this morning.
I didn't lose. So. Let's just get that on the record. All right.
All right, first item. I think this is pronounced Natter from Harvey Bay. Is trying to get rid of these two Nescafe mugs.
I just love this game so much.
Okay, so these are just standard red coffee mugs with the Nescafe logo down the side.
I just love this game.
They're clearly a free promotional item.
Absolutely.
But she's selling them.
And for any desirable facts?
She just said they're in good condition. No chips, no nicks. Just
good condition.
We're all trying to make money.
They're a set. Yeah, they're branded.
I'm going $10.
I'm halving it. I'm going $5 for the two.
Look, it's probably worth $5, but Nat is trying to sell them for $28.
Oh, my God. Tell her she's dreaming.
So $14 a mug.
Yeah, apparently.
Sweetheart. If you're listening.
Who's going to tell her?
That's a
someone's
point to Bronte.
I should have known anyone who's trying to flog off two promotional mugs is
for
$28. Probably going to overprice
them. And I would know.
You know what? You can have that
Thank you.
Claire from Port Douglas is selling this 1985 Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, my God.
Now we're actually getting to something worth selling.
Seriously.
These were collector's items back in the day. They were huge. And this one is actually signed by Xavier Roberts, who I believe is the creator of Cabbage Patch.
Wow. It's in very good condition. It's very cute.
Yes,
it's wearing
it says,
like a little yellow jumpsuit.
Both doll and the clothing are in excellent condition. I mean, this thing, to me, is horrifying.
Terrifying.
I would not want to own
absolutely
one of these.
Absolutely not.
I like Cabbage Patch dolls, you two, don't you?
Okay. Well, they are
of
your generation.
You do. Yeah, so I was going to say.
My daughter loved her Cabbage Patch doll.
We were a Barbie doll type gal.
Forced onto her.
All right, how much do you think Claire in Port Douglas is selling this
signed,
for?
You said.
Signed.
I'm going for a crazy amount, but I know these toy collectors can be a little. You go first.
I went 200.
Oh, I went 280.
Claire's selling it for $250.
Okay.
So that's a point
I'm
to
close.
Okay.
Bronte, you're the closest, Bronte.
Oh, I thought I won it. No, yeah, you're only $30 off.
It's a win.
Mm-hmm. It's a win for Bronte.
It's a win for the
beast. Well, give us
another point on the board
for
her.
Give us one just
I've got
for
one
funsies.
More for fun.
How much was he selling? $250.
$250, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Heidi from Townsville is selling this 3D printer. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Holy, that is going to haunt my dreams.
It's horrifying.
Wow.
It's 27 centimetres high. There's no colour to it. It's just plain grey. And it's just his torso and his head. He doesn't even have any arms. It's quite horrifying.
Heidi, just because you can 3D print stuff doesn't mean you should.
You think we found the limit of what should be 3D printed?
Yeah.
I agree. That is horrifying.
How much do you think she's trying to log it up for?
Heidi, if you're listening, what's going on? Sister, you all right? Why have you made him so ripped?
He is very ripped. It's like Dwayne the Rock Johnson of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Nope, Bronte's not ready to price down. Come on, Bronte.
God, sorry, it's just so terrifying. I'm going to say $60.
I said $50.
Yeah.
Heidi's selling it for $50.
Oh,
we've got it on the dot.
And bring it in. We've got it right.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.